everyone, and welcome to Ashaholics. I'm your host, Ash Hollywood, and Dick Avery is over in the corner making fun of me as we speak. We're here at julieland.com, where we've stolen all of Santa's elves after Christmas, and we've made them work here part-time. And I'm sitting here with fellow podcaster, Carlos.
Yeah, how's it going? Woo, woo, woo. Boom goes the dynamite, right? No, just, I don't know.
That is the best intro in this season so far.
It's like,
yeah. Just got to get that mix.
We're at the club, so we got to yell.
Yeah. We're raving. No, we're actually sitting here at a fellow podcaster convention with all these other boring podcasters over here. I see Dana Dermond in the distance causing some trouble.
Oh, boy.
Does she even podcast anymore?
I think she does. I don't know. Well, she's on every... I think she's a guest in every podcast almost.
She's a guest in every podcast. She also just landed a Vivid Radio show along with me as well.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you. I'm really excited about it. If you guys want to hear me, not only here on Ashaholics and Julie Land Universe, the best universe to be in ever, you can also listen to me on SiriusXM, channel 102. My show is from 6 to 7 in the evening. That is Pacific time, and that's 9 to 10 Eastern time. The fact that I still have to think about that really worries me. But I fuck for a living. I don't do math.
And it's Monday nights?
Monday nights.
Wow.
Every Monday.
For 1 hour. And you could hold it for 1 hour? Because I feel like you could talk about sex and fun and life.
I hold it down for an hour.
Really? Yeah.
Was your podcast an hour? Okay, I should say, I've done Carlos's podcast before.
Introduce it all. Explain.
Yeah. I will have him introduce it all.
Okay.
Put him to work.
His job.
Yes. Oh, yes. My podcast is called Come to Your Senses, and it's about, like, trailers, right? Everybody likes watching trailers
before movies,
right?
Right.
How about you? What's, you know, that's what I go in there.
Our webmaster, fiance, signed with CAA because of trailers.
Nice. See, that's what you got to do.
He's a genius.
See, I don't know. I look at trailers and I go, like, I was just talking to someone and it was like Las Vegas, seeing that movie, and I'm going, what the fuck is going on here?
Did you see the new trailer for Nymphomaniac?
No, I heard about it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Hardcore.
Yeah, American Hustle is the new one now. Yeah.
No, that's Nymphomaniac. They said it's the raunchiest trailer ever made. Of course, it's on the internet.
Yeah. Fucking, yeah, red band that shit, you know?
I can't say that I've seen any great movie trailers lately, but Brandi Aniston's old tenant in her apartment does the Grammy nominations. And so she was just sent a bunch of movies that are not only in theaters, but aren't even in theaters yet.
Wow.
And she's opened them, and we've been watching them. And so I've seen some really cool movies lately.
Like,
so
what?
You watched the new Star Wars, even though it hasn't been made yet, you watched it.
No,
is it good? Is it?
We've watched
Who dies?
Gravity. We've watched Prisoners. We watched the Matthew McConaughey movie where it's centered around the first, like, when AIDS first came
Dallas
out.
Oh, Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That one. That is a really, really good movie.
Uh-huh.
The Prisoners was pretty good, too. It's about
he just plays Wooderson.
Child kidnapping.
But with AIDS.
Oh, yeah.
Dazed and confused. He's all like, I keep getting older, and they stay the same age. And I'm talking about the boys.
Boy, boy. Yeah,
boy.
Well, it was that time, man. You know, so
the whole
pretenses
of that movie are that he is one of the first straight men to contract AIDS. Right. And at the time, it was only heard of within the gay community.
Right,
right.
Just like Magic Johnson.
Yeah, exactly.
He is straight.
I can't hear you over here.
I mean, him playing with a bunch of guys, sweating for 48 minutes.
Have you seen any good movie trailers lately?
I don't know. Do you
like the movies too?
I like the movie, but I just like goofing on the weird ones sometimes, like Madea's trailers or some Arnold Schwarzenegger movie with fighting with like Stallone or something like that. So I'm like, I can't wait to actually
see it. I can't believe that Arnold's still acting.
Yeah. You know?
I'm really shocked. I'm proud of him.
He's got to pay for all those illegitimate kids.
Yeah. Have you seen his kid? Have you seen his little...
No, does he make cute babies?
No.
No.
I feel like they would all come out sounding like him. Just as they were like screaming and crying.
What's the best trailers? Name some great trailers.
Oh, gosh.
I'll tell you a great trailer that I liked.
Uh-huh. Like of all time?
No, not of all time. Just a great trailer that pops in my head right now is Prometheus. I thought the trailer was good. The movie was good, but like could have been so much better. But the trailer I thought was just like set up the movie so good. I was like, oh my God, this is going to be amazing.
Is that good? And I saw it in the movie theater. And then when I saw it, I'm like, what the fuck happened? You know, like what's going on here? So that's why I don't know. I'm always, when I see a trailer, I'm like, I'm either in or I'm out. Like, fuck right. it. Yeah.
No, the trailer makes or breaks it. And I find that I like trailers more when I'm sitting in the movie, previewing the trailers, waiting for the actual movie that I'm seeing to come on. And I'm always like, yes, I'm going to see that. No. Yes. Right. No. Right. Yes. No. But then when I go see them on my regular computer and the movies actually come out, I'm like, I don't want to go
so
see
do you,
that.
Do you want to hear my crazy trailer story?
Please.
This might, and this is
You had the trailer announcer come in and narrate a POV porn for you. That's is that your crazy trailer story? Because wow. I really want to do that. I want that exciting voice to narrate one of
I
my
can,
porn.
Yeah, I've said that before. Like, I have the, you know, Ash Hollywood coming to you. Wow.
That's no, good. That's a good one.
Here's my crazy trailer uh-huh. story. Seriously. It's going to age me. 1976, I think it was. I go to the movies with my friends. To see the movie Silver Streak. Do you remember that movie?
Right, yeah,
Gene
yeah.
Wilder,
oh,
Richard
yeah,
Pryor.
Okay, yeah.
One of the funniest movies ever made. Joe uh-huh. Claiborne. Great movie. Like, right. funny. So before the movie starts, they're showing trailers, right? They show this trailer to this wacky movie, crazy little sci-fi movie called Star Wars.
Right.
Everybody in the theater laughed. Like, laughed. Like, what the fuck? And then this robot falls over.
Right.
Like, everybody's laughing like this is a comedy because, mm-hmm. like, you know, hey, it's like the Kentucky Fried Movie or some stupid thing, you know? Mm-hmm. And everybody's laughing, and I'm not lying. 2 months later, we are in line for that damn movie for like the 10th time.
Wow.
We're like, that was that stupid movie. Now we're seeing it for the 10th time. It's the greatest movie ever made.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest thing, but I remember just laughing at that trailer and just mm-hmm. think like, this is got to be the stupidest movie
and
ever.
And look where it's at now.
See? Like, who's laughing now, man?
George Lucas. Fuck yeah. you, Chris.
Yeah. He's fucking...
Are you Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Yeah. So how do you feel about Disney owning it now?
I don't know about that because... I mean, I used to, I was talking to my friend, and we were talking about how Pixar has changed a little bit. Because Pixar.
I miss old school Pixar.
Yeah, like really Pixar used to be like awesome. Like when you saw a Pixar movie coming out, it was like 2-3 years later, and it was awesome. Now it's like, I don't know.
They've never had a failure.
Yeah. And nowadays, I think they're doing like Cars 2. They're doing a lot of other stuff. And I feel like.
The whole sequel thing. Making money.
Yeah, making money. And that's basically what the Disney way is. You know?
Yeah, it's turned completely into making money, which. Star Wars was already making enough money on its own with its diehard fans and conventions.
Probably Star Wars made more money in merchandise than anything.
I did notice that cooler merchandise has come out with Star Wars now that Disney owns it, though, like better costumes and everything like that.
But Disney's now making their money also. I think Disney's making their money off of the Marvel
stuff. Well, the rumor is that they're running out of like Mickey Mouse and some of the other ones are going like public domain, so that's why they're buying a shitload of like franchises to stay afloat.
Yeah,
basically.
Oh, that's
crazy. I forgot about that. You're right. Yeah. There's something they're losing a lot of that stuff.
How many years does it take something to go public domain?
I don't know.
I think it's it depends. Sometimes like it could be I think 100 or 75 years, but then there's some people that never registered it. I think there's like a Beatles song actually that is public domain now in Europe or something. Right. So the people could just use them on commercials right now.
Exactly. So, we were talking about that. There's public domain for album cover art now too. Yeah. Even.
Yeah. Not mine.
Not yours. No, of course not, Richard Avery.
How about in porn? When is that going to be public domain, man?
Already public domain. Just rip it off the internet.
Anybody who pays for porn, really, you don't have to.
Do you pay for porn?
Not really.
Exactly.
I haven't bought a DVD in a real long time. At least porn DVDs.
Right. I just don't see anybody.
Do you remember the last DVD you bought?
Do you remember buying a porn VHS?
Do you have a favorite in your porn collection? I'd really like to know.
Yeah, I do.
I have two porn DVDs.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me more. What are your guys' favorite in your collection?
Well, the one I like the best is New Wave Hookers.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because my Julie's in it.
There we go. That's an old school. That's right. My VCA. Favorite one, or actually it's the one that I think when I first got a DVD player, I bought this one. And it was because I saw this movie as a kid on Playboy Channel because there was an earthquake. And I'm from LA. So when there was an earthquake happening and you survived, you got free cable. Like for somewhere the next few days, like the cable setup was not input, you know, like it fucked everybody up. Right. So we're like, yeah, free cable. So I saw this movie on Playboy called The Opening of Misty Beethoven, I think it was called. And it was like a real old school one. But I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, that's that's like a crazy lifestyle, but I'm like, I want to in, man.
Exactly.
Like, this guy is like, this, it's like basically My Fair Lady, but like, he's basically making the girl into not a lady, but basically like a hooker, whore. Like a fucking whore.
Nice.
And you're just like,
it's my life. It's my life story. Like, how many girls have I helped to be whores?
Like, wow,
no, that's so true.
Yeah, I man, this is it.
The
man.
Rain in Spain stays mainly in the plane.
Right.
I can say that I did the modern version of Behind the Green Door. I was in that one.
Really?
It was me and Penny Pax and James Dean, and I have so many fans that are upset with me that I didn't do more than just a BJ in this movie.
A blowjob, right?
Is yeah, it was okay. A blowjob. BJ right. Does stand for blowjob.
Okay. I don't know.
Not Ben and Jerry's.
Not Ben and Jerry's.
I forget
awesome.
I'm talking to a civilian. Do you know what a DP is?
Director of photography, right? I used to think, like, I used to hear that as a kid, like, I would just be a DP, and I would be like, that means double pissy, right? Two girls at once, right? Right? Is that what that means?
Double penetration.
Oh, okay.
I actually had this girl on radio recently, and we were talking porn lingo.
Yeah.
And somebody goes, yeah, that girl is DTF. Like, Annie Cruz is DTF 24/7 all the time. And she goes, what does, like, DTF mean? I'm like, down to fuck? The first thing that you should have been to get in this industry? You don't know what that means?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to yeah, because Jersey Shore used to do that for a while, and I would be like, I don't know what that fuck that means. Like, I know
the gym tan
and
laundry.
That's what I kept thinking. I'm like, is that a shorter version?
Well, it's
of
funny. A girl just texted me a couple days ago with, I can't even remember what she said. She gave me the initial thing, like, you know, DTF, whatever. And I was like, what is that? She's 20 years old. She sent me, I was like, what? I go back, what are you talking about? Yeah. And then she sends back the explanation. I go, I'm sorry, I'm old. I did not know that one. But now yeah. I do. Thank you.
You know it's bad when you have to Google these acronyms.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
to figure out what the fuck somebody is saying. Yeah. I have to do it all the time.
I had to do it for Not Safe for Work. I had to Google that.
Really? Yeah. I had to do the 1-1 and then the one, what was like 11-11 time. And I guess it was like a birthday or make a wish or something.
Oh, 11-11 is when yeah. you're supposed to make a wish. Right.
And someone did that, and I go, what the fuck are you talking about? It's 12:40. Like, I don't know. I'm like, what do you what,
I have
what
a whole time you check your
text. Yeah, you make a wish. It's like a, yeah. it's like 11-11, 11-12,
right.
10-11. There's all these weird, I have a whole list of them.
It's mostly 11-11. That's what numerology says anyways.
We should do a 9-11 thing, you know?
9-11. Like if it's too soon, man. Still too soon.
Still too soon. Right there? Okay. I'll give it 8 more years on that one. Oh, man.
Give it a few more.
Jeez.
So what do you have coming up on your podcast? Do you have any guests that you want to talk about? Have you had guests that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, I had a dominatrix. She likes spanking. Her name is Nikki Rouge.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it's my ex-wife.
No, I'm just kidding. Oh, it's like, ooh. Podcast over.
Scared the hell out of him. You talking to my wife?
I don't know. She was GG invited. I don't know. Yeah. And it was really interesting getting to know about dominatrix.
What did you learn?
I learned that there's a definitely flow of things. Like, it's not like just... It's not like this kick-ass thing where someone's actually beating somebody up and you're like, there's actually like a level of like play and, you know,
and
trust and yeah. everything. And I'm just like, man, I'm looking at pain. Like, I'm just like, you know, people stepping on it or getting whipped. And I, you know, my mom, you know, I'm Hispanic and everything. My mom was really, she was really hard, you know. She's like,
she probably beat the hell out of me with a couple
yeah.
books.
Oh, yeah.
Wooden
like
spoons.
Hangers. I mean, belts. Yeah,
during
like.
Yeah.
And I knew the pain, and I was never turned on. Nothing
like,
ever.
It's like yeah. you don't associate that with like, hey, that's fun. It's like, no. it's like how many times did your parents?
You must not have mommy issues.
No. But like, how many times did your parents hit you and say, "We're doing this because we love you," and you're like. No, yeah. like, but as a masochist would be like, yeah, I get it. Like, you do love me because hit me harder.
Oh, no.
See, like, I don't understand girls who can come from spanking. I don't like people purposely hurting me because I don't deserve it. I haven't done anything wrong.
Right.
You know, if I give you a blowjob and I do it the right way, don't slap me across the face. I just gave you a fucking blowjob.
That's civility, right? That's yeah. civil, right? I guess.
Seriously, I don't know.
My sister used to, you know, laugh. Because when I would get a bad grades, my mom would chase me around the table trying to hit me with a belt. And it was like, it was ridiculous.
There is no fear, like the fear of God that your mother instills in you as yeah. she's chasing after you around the house and right. you're trying to find the nearest door that locks. yeah. You know that scene that they put in the horror movies yeah. where they're like trying to like,
right.
get the door to lock and shut?
Yep.
That was me so many times as a kid. I couldn't even imagine.
So yeah, you know, and having her was, you know, it was pretty enlightening. But I was like, I am like, wow, I have a new respect for you guys, I guess, in a way, because I'm looking at this going like, I don't know what.
You're a civilian just going, these people are crazy.
What? Like, yeah, like, should I call the police? I mean, you know,
and
like.
And the next episode is, I'm sorry to my listeners out there, people are crazy.
Yeah,
people
like, are so crazy. It's so.
Have you had new porn girls on lately? Not just dominatrixes, but the porn girls.
No, I did. Hopefully she'll make it, because I always get prone girls, but always like last minute they just can't make it, you know, or so.
Welcome.
So
wow, yeah. What a surprise!
Right, so I'm always
you porn girls flaky ass. Yeah, have you ever heard that?
Is that true?
I don't know what
is
you're
that,
talking oh, about? God. We're about as flaky as cornflakes.
Yeah, yeah. So I got a this girl coming, Shay Snow. Her name is Shay Snow, and I'm always amazed because I'm always amazed that you even came, because I'm like, I just do this at my apartment. They're like coming right in. I'm like, if it was me, I was nervous just coming here. I'm like, I don't know what place.
I was
is
the most non-threatening
office?
Well, it's
porn
like,
girl,
it's
though.
Funny, like, porn girls, I've had this happen because I've been around it a long time. But, like, it's like girls, you just, okay, go to this place at 3 o'clock p.m. And girls will show up to my shoots and I'll be like, do you know why you're here? Like, no, the agent just told me to be here. I'm like, you didn't even ask questions? Wow. Like, what's it for? Why? And the girl's like, no, what do you want me to do? I go, I have a farm animal in the back I want you to fuck. And they're like, really? No. Like, you're like,
oh no, but you should ask more questions.
Exactly.
So you don't get
don't
into
you ask when somebody
like
says
this.
Books you on something? Don't they say to you, okay, Ash, be there at 3 o'clock? And you'd go, well, what is it for?
What is it for? Who am I doing? What am right. I doing? How much am I getting paid? What do I need to bring?
Yeah.
How long do I need to be there?
Yeah. But girls don't do that.
I do.
Yeah. I'm amazed too. Like, some girls, like, still answer those ads, like, in those things. Is that true? Does that happen? You
are
know?
You talking about the Craigslist ads?
Yeah, or something where, yeah, and it's really...
There are very few girls who answer Craigslist ads, but there are a few out there. My favorite pastime is to go through and read the Craigslist
yeah,
ads.
Yeah, that's always good. There's some weird stuff on
there.
Yeah,
some
I would
really
not,
weird
I would
stuff.
Not do that anymore, and I'll tell you reasons.
Glenn King and I play this great game. We go on Backpage, and on his radio show, we have each guest pick a hooker on the Backpage, and you have to open up their page and read their, hi, my name is Charisma. I'm 23 years old, and I'm hot and ready for you. You know, whatever the fuck they say.
Yeah.
That's and my sister you're talking about.
Then you go, oh, sorry, but Charisma is not very charismatic. But, so, hardly, yeah. So he gives each guest a ping pong ball, and you write the first initial of the hooker's name, and you have to get on the floor. It's called blow a hooker. You have to get on the floor and blow your ping pong ball all the way across the studio until it reaches the other side. I'm amazing at blowing a hooker. I'm still undefeated to this point.
Got a lot of breath
but
in there.
But while we were playing this game, I figured out that there's a hooker that lives in my building downtown, and she's on Backpage, and I run into her every once in a while walking my dog.
How'd you find out she was... was she Charisma?
Here's how I found out about her in the first place. I found out about her because somebody goes, hey, are you on Backpage? And I was like, no, why the fuck would I ever be on there?
Yeah.
No. And he goes, well, this is the number that you're listed under. So I went to Backpage and I typed in that number, and she shows up. She's got long blonde hair extensions, fake tits, tall, tan, you know, the whole porno look. And I'm like, no, that is definitely not me. But I pulled up the pictures. The pictures are the same. Her name's changed depending on when she puts her ad out, which is smart hooker stuff because then you know which ad they're answering to.
Yeah.
Anyways, I get to this radio show and I'm like, oh my God, there's my hooker. That's my penthouse hooker. And they're like, what? And I'm like, I'm going to blow for her.
Wow.
But yeah, we meet each other a lot. We have really awkward elevator exchanges and really
awkward
fire drills.
She probably recognized you and...
I don't think people recognize me as much as they recognize Alexis Texas, who also lives in my building.
Really?
First of all, there's a lot of
building.
Lot
you don't understand. My building is the new valley. We've got
her building is like a sorority house for porn.
It is. We've got
porn stars and hookers.
Brandy
Boom.
Aniston,
this is the building.
Alexis Texas, me, Cody Skye's in there.
Uh-huh.
I thought Electra was in there. Kehlani Lee's in there. There's girls that live across the street, like Lexi Bell, Phoenix Ascani. Like, all of those girls live in that general vicinity. We are the new porn valley.
Is this
downtown?
Why downtown? Did you just say like I don't know?
I love this. Kicked out of the valley. Yeah. We're taking over downtown.
We're taking over downtown. Well, there's really good food downtown.
Is that what it
and
is?
We're all stoners and food.
Okay, all right.
It's so bad.
Yeah, I was actually ran into Alexis Texas at the smoke shop, and she was like buying 4 blunt wraps as I was leaving. And as they go, everybody's like, "Oh my God, she's so pretty," and I'm like, who are you talking about? They're like, Alexis, Texas. I'm like, my homegirl? Uh-huh. And they were like, yes, I'd love to marry her. And I'm like, she's not that great. No, she is. Oh, no. She's amazing. But these people, I just think it's so funny to know these girls on a personal level. And Richard, you can vouch for this too. It's so funny to know these girls on a personal level, but to walk around in public with them and see how people hold them on this, you know, sexual pedestal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And yet when you meet them, or if they happen to ever show up, you're just like, okay, sure. No, you're a nice girl, but like, what?
Right. Yeah. You know, it's funny.
I'm not saying that about Alexis Texas. I'm saying that about like us in general, because they build us up.
There's an illusion.
So right.
And then
illusion.
Guys will have a fantasy that they've built in their head, seen them perform in a scene, and they like think this is what you do. And then they meet you in person. Like I said, it happens to me all the time. Like you meet the girl, you're like, really? Really?
It was funny when I had you on my show. Like my friend sent me a link to one of your videos or something, and I was like, I don't want to see this. I just had a like, I just kind of know her. Yeah, I just had a normal conversation.
I can beat that. My partner, Julie Ashton, legend, porn star. She, I knew her for 5 years before I saw her in anything, and the first thing I saw her in was actually being on set. So I didn't see like a video. So the next thing I know, I go, she says, pick me up at this place and blah, blah, blah. Give me, and I go meet her on a set. So I walk in and I walk in and there she is getting fucked. And it just like, it was like, this is my friend. And this is my,
what are you doing?
This is weird. And I was screwed up in the head for like a month or two.
Yeah.
Julie, what'd you do? She's what? You know, that's what I do. I said, I know that's what you do, but I never saw it.
Yeah, that's it's a weird. I would freak out like if you did that. Like I would be like, get a fucking room.
Yeah, seriously.
Get a fucking, I don't know.
I have friends and you know fellow podcasters and things like that. People I've met in LA that do follow my social networks and they'll follow you know my Ash Hollywood Twitter or they'll follow me on Vine. And every once in a while, I post something really explicit and they'll text me and they'll just be like, I can't unsee that. I have never wanted to unsee something on Vine until I saw what you just posted.
Yeah, it's mind blowing. Mind blowing.
You know what's mind blowing is that it doesn't even faze me at any level of anything in my life.
So right.
It's like you're just like, I wish I could be like, oh, but I just like whatever. Yeah. I always say like, you could knock on my door. A girl can knock on my door with a flying pink elephant above her and say, I'm gonna fuck this pink elephant in front of you, and I'd be like, all right, give me 5 minutes and I'll get the camera. Wow. Like, I would just be like, okay, all right.
Just let me get the camera.
It's like a paramedic, I imagine. You know?
Yeah,
they're just
exactly.
Like, they've seen everything and they're just like...
Like, here, this guy just lost his arm.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Put a Band-Aid on it. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Come on. Let's get in the truck. Now, you know?
Well, everyone, thank you for listening to Ashaholics. You can find me on Twitter at Ash Hollywood or on the pages of ashgirl.com. Carlos, where do we find you one more time?
Oh, you can find me on iTunes. It's Come to Your Senses. And we're also on the Comedy Podcast Network right there, too.
Ooh, you fancy, huh?
Yeah.
I ain't on no network like that. I'm in the
Universe. You will be. You will be.
And, of course, check us out at julieland.com for all of your Julieland needs. And stay tuned because tomorrow I'm going to be on Vivid Radio, SiriusXM, Channel 102 from 6 to 7 on Monday. Bye, Dick.